The Oregon State University College of Agricultural Sciences Food Innovation Center has put together a new program called the Market Research for Market Readiness Protocol. It's designed to help entrepreneurial food makers and value-added farmers evaluate new products they're developing for market. The tool is based on consumer testing. Kathy Durham, a market economist and associate professor at Oregon State University, talks about how the program got started.
The idea of the program came from the fact that mostly entrepreneurs aren't really ready to market their product in terms of knowing the price and having tested the product with consumers. So this allows them to become ready for the market.
Durham says most of the people who've used the program are food entrepreneurs. She says there are two parts of the research protocol and talks about some of the information marketers can get out of the research.
The first part is classic consumer testing, which looks at the sensory properties of the food. So where you're assessing their liking for the product, and you're looking at whether your ingredients are well balanced, for example. Is it too sweet or not sweet enough? And those are called just about right questions. And so you can set up a series of questions on which aspects, sensory aspects of the product, you would like them to evaluate for you. If those are just about right and well liked, you know that, first of all, you have a product that people might buy if all things come together for them.
The second part of the research deals with consumer purchasing intent.
So we ask them how likely it is they would be to buy that product at a series of prices. And the reason we do a series of prices is because not all startups and entrepreneurs know yet really what their costs are going to be. So we want to get a better assessment across a range of prices whether that product will be something that they could sell at a profitable price.
The program got started with help from a USDA grant. She found that several entrepreneurs they worked with in the past didn't have the budget that bigger companies did for market research. It took 2 to 3 years to get the program off the ground, and she talks about how it was designed.
So we designed this to be self-executed. It's based on a spreadsheet, an Excel spreadsheet. They can, you know, design the survey and enter the data, and they get automatically figures and graphics and tables that print out from that.
The materials are available on a web page easily found by doing a Google search for Market Research for Market Readiness. It can also be found at the Oregon State University College of Food Science homepage. Learn more about added value agriculture and marketing online at agmrc.org. Michael Clements reporting.